Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia family, Jim Hotep, greetings and welcome to all of my old friends, and I say Habargani to my new friends. You've got your Omi Inca 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I am your empress, I am your Maliwa too, and I am your advisor, and I'm here to coach you today. Thank you so very much for joining the Care to Read Room. We've been gone for a while, ladies and gentlemen, but for a good cause, okay? And we'd like to welcome you back and say hello. And please come in and plug yourself in by locking in those digits at 646-478-0270. And while you're at it, come on and join our chat room. They're now open. You can go in, and if you'd like to be a co-host, why don't you just type in a little memo to me in an email and let me know you'd like to co-host the room, because we are surveying for a co-host in our chat room. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to try to sum everything up by doing a review and rescheduling of those dates that we missed. Now, don't go and brutalize us if we can't cover everything in those rescheduled shows, but we're going to attempt to do that. We're going to attempt to talk about that topic that we need so very much. What are you worshiping, and what material things are you worshiping? Are you a material girl? If so, can you put those things down, and can you walk away from all your material addictive things, and can you just function from bare minimum, and can you rough it? Because men are looking for women these days who are not so caught up into material things. A material girl living in a material world. Now, I wanted to talk about that topic, so I came on in spite of my other commitments to talk to you about that topic, because people are worshiping their things and stuff. You got so many people talking about my bling bling. And I know Daryl King comes out with, I'm the one with the bling bling, but she can bling bling it because she can bring it. Now, for those of you who are perpetrating and can't bling and can't bring it, but you're talking about blinging it and you're all your things and stuff and you're stockpiling 2 and 3 cars, purchasing more than what you need, showing off constantly material things. Now, I've already told you, material things will soon perish. If you store them up in places where moths can get to them, they will soon perish. But we're looking to teach you about things that are eternal. How do you hold on to those things that are eternal? And don't go telling me I'm holding on to my man because he's eternal. Excuse me, I have a cold. Don't go telling me I'm holding on to my woman because she's eternal. Material things, we're talking about holding on to people too. You got to release some of those people, because whatever you want to come back to you, you got to release it into the atmosphere so you can free it up and it'll come back to you. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to make this a hot topic, and we want all of you bloggers out there to come in and join us. And where are you, Dino Dean? I know you're on today. I plan on listening to your show later on. That's why I came on a lot earlier. And I want to send out some shout-out to Harambe, who's doing a fantastic job, who is celebrating their 10th anniversary this year. We want to send some shout-outs to Delani Amen by saying Harambe, Harambe, Harambe. Let's pull together. Up you, mighty race. We can accomplish what we will. Thank you so very much, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to a station identification and let you think about what are some of those things that you can give up that are causing you to have a fit about your things and your stuff. Let me slow it down a bit, and I'll be right back at you in a second. We're going to handle some technical things, but we'll be right back at you. Hold tight. So how is everyone doing out there? We want to welcome you once again to our Care to Read show. And as Omi got a little excited there, I watched the screen just get away from me. But I'm getting it back. Just hold tight. You know how we do. We know how to go out and do our technical work. So we want to welcome you once again and say thank you for choosing our room, because we know you could have surveyed just about any room out there on the Care to Read list. And you've chosen our room to be a part of, and we'd like for you to be participants and not just standing off, observing from afar, but actual participants. So far, we've had all those who run back and listen afterwards, and they don't want to come in and participate. Well, we're inviting you to come in and participate, ladies and gentlemen. We don't bite, and we would like for you to give us your opinion, and we'd like to get some different viewpoints than Omi's. Now, we're going to have some guest speakers coming in next week. Now, just be patient with me. I haven't forgotten about our specialists in this area, and Omi's not a specialist in all areas. However, I will be bringing you some people in who are specialists. So why don't you cooperate with me and get yourself together and come on in this room. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking about Umoja.
Umoja is a message, got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
Once again, let's go over to the throne of grace as we lift up our holy hands and acknowledge our ancestors. I don't know if you have your pulpit, but you need to possess one, and you need to establish a pulpit in your house where you have an altar for your loved ones who are deceased and have made their transition. You ought to do as I do periodically, pour libation, and acknowledge those loved ones. And don't forget, it is up to the living to stay in touch with the dead. And that's right, ladies and gentlemen, we're but one atmosphere away from the dead, and their frequency is still vibrating, and don't you forget it, because energy can never die, nor can it be destroyed. It only dissipates. So where did their frequency go? It's out in the atmosphere waiting for you to tap in to that melanin power so you can access it. And I want you to access that melanin because it does something much more than give you a hue. It also gives you a healthier attitude, and it also gives you preventative maintenance to stay healthy so you can stay on this side of the plane a little bit longer. Why don't you join me as I get myself all cleaned up? Come on in and purify me, Eli. Will you please purify me? As I get purified, ladies and gentlemen, you need to wash your hands at least before you are going to dedicate anything to your higher self. And you need to prepare your water glasses. And if you have time, prepare those candles so that they can be lit and they can direct your ancestors home right back to the circle of life. And as I prepare this libation, and we're not talking about libation drinks, we're just talking about pure water. Water knows no enemy. Water is harmless, and it will not hurt you. So we use water because water is flowing, and it is forevermore flowing. And if water is not flowing in your life, there's no currency moving in your life, you better believe there's no filthy alchemy coming to you. No money, no love life, no nothing, because the currencies have stopped. This is a way, excuse me, to keep the currencies moving in your life. The flow of water. And as we pour libation to our higher self, Ola Dunmare, who is our higher self, we say Ashe. I like to pour libation to my father's spirit, O Batala, and I say Ashe. I like to pour libation to my mother's spirit, Yamenye, the lady in yellow, Ashe. I pour libation to the right. I pour libation to the north, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the west, and I say Ashe. I pour libation to the south, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, you are to call on your ancestors in this manner. Call on those loved ones first. Call on your mother and your father's spirit, Essalie Pope, Clara Mae Jenkins, Robert Jenkins, Mary Lou Hawkins, Tom Harvey, Michelle Harvey. Call on Eugene Lilly. Call on Marvin Lilly, Robert Jenkins. Call on Essalie Pope and call on those loved ones who love you. Call their names and repeatedly call their names and let them know you have not forgotten about them. Then call on your heroes and sheroes like Jackie Robinson, who struck out a blow against injustice and partiality. Call on Nina Simone, who sang that sweet as good as song, Mississippi, you've been so hard on us, as she fought through the Jim Crow laws. And then call on Madam C.J. Walker as she walked out that walk and talked that talk and used that straightening comb to straighten out those kitchens in the back of our head. You ought to call on Madam C.J. Walker every once in a while. You ought to call on Dr. Carruthers, who set up the Comedic Institute in Chicago, who is now yet running and training priestesses. You ought to call on John Henry Clark, the father of all the Egyptians' teaching and knowledge. You ought to call on these people from time to time, ladies and gentlemen, because they are your heroes, and they will pick you up, and they will make you strong, and they will deliver you out of the arms of the devil, and they will direct you. And I don't mean devil physical, out of the hands and the arms of those who would do you wicked deeds. And the devil does not exist. According to the Africans, the devil is something that you have manifested through your own deeds. There is but one essence, and that is the essence of love. And if you can take the essence of love and conjure up hate, that's a powerful, powerful emotion. But we're talking about casting down imagination, and we're talking about teaching people the right way of learning that there is no foe out there that's greater than love. There's no devil out there looking and seeking to harm you. You have created that being within yourself. And if I close the door today and it was just you and I who are loving and we let no devil in, how in the world could a devilish behavior show up in that room? You and I must have manifested it. Because we have the capability to act as gods and goddess, and we can manifest our lifestyle. And as we manifest our life, we use love, and love will beget more love. Let's try not to manifest the continence of a devil, because you and I both have the capabilities of doing that. We like to say Ashe, and thank you so very much for joining us on that little talking cure. We do that to keep ourselves sane, because we have been a bit out of our minds since we came through the Middle Passage. I don't know about you. Some of you say, I never came through the Middle Passage, but the loins of your fathers and forefathers have, and you still have in your cosmic records the loins and the memories of your forefathers who are yet coming through the Middle Passage and who are yet stuck in the Red Sea and who are yet on the other side of the Pacific, and they have given you their cosmic records, and you have the blueprint of your ancestors. Like it or not, you are the sum total of why they came here. Because they came here, they're waiting for you to rise up and to be a better people. And if you're carrying the cosmic record of your ancestors, well, you have a damaged DNA because of going through slavery, we're going to turn some things around, because what we're talking about today has a lot to do with why we're still stuck in the Willie Lynch theory, why we still can't walk away from our stuff and our things. At one time, Africans did not even include their name on, not even a painting. They didn't touch people's things that were left for decades because they were not tied to material things, but they were tied to flesh and blood. Help me work it out today as I try to teach you about tying yourself back to flesh and blood and not to material girls. Now, are you a material girl living in a material world? Well, you probably say, well, everybody else got a BMW, and I want one too. And I'm not talking about a black man working right now. I'm talking about the real BMW, okay? Now, then some of the women will say, well, she got her nails done, and she had plastic surgery and pulled her jawbone up. I want that too. Are you a material girl living in the material world or what? Now, let me say this to you. Excuse me. African people at one time believed that they were communal, that they were one people with one viewpoint, and they all spoke with one voice. Now you've got so many voices speaking. Girl, I think for myself, and I'm an individual, and I rule my world. And don't tell me, I'm running things. Now let me say this. We've got to get back to a communal world, and we've got to get back to one voice and speak with one voice before someone damages all of those brothers and sisters on the sideline who they have told, you don't have to listen to them. You've got your own mind. You're an individual. I want to tell you, we are communal. And being a communal people means we speak with one voice. I don't care how bad or how much you hate that person, we create a united front as a black people, and we stand together on various different topics, and we talk about those topics before we go to the public, swinging our arms and shouting about how an individual we are. We are communal people. That is why we're falling apart, because we've decided to stand on our own. And guess what? You're left out there by yourself because you have no tribe to support you. Let me take you back to the tribe a little bit. Come on with me. Come on with Omi. I'm going to take you back to the tribe a little bit and let you know how tribal you are. You know, on Fridays when you get ready to go out, oh, it's Friday. It's Friday, it's my day. Everybody loves Friday. Everybody loves Saturday night. Now see, you're going to get into the same mood as your tribal families from over abroad in Africa. And you're going to whoop it up just like they do. Because everybody that is African does love Saturday night. Because they know that's a time when they can dance. They know that's a time when they can be themselves. Everybody does love Saturday night. But you must remember, you didn't get that attitude to dance except from your ancestors. And it came from the African because they knew that it was far better to be communal than to be material. Let's talk about it, ladies and gentlemen. I brought this show back on so we can get into the discussion as to why are African Americans so material now when we barely have anything. We are spending all of our money on trinkets, diamonds, and jewels to look the part of royalty. Don't you know you're royalty without those aesthetics? Don't you realize that your forefathers and mothers truly gave you royalty with your caustic record? If you can only wake up, if you can only wake up and remember who you are, you will remember that they were once royal. So that makes you heir of a throne, and you are kings and queens. So how much more can your mother and father, who's being evil, can give you than what the Holy Spirit can give you? God can give you even more than that. So let's talk about what real royalty is. And don't go telling me about your things and your stuff and how much stuff you plan on putting in layaway and how many witchamajiggas you plan on buying and how many things you got stored up in your attic. Because when you store things up in your attic, you best to believe moths can get to them. And when you store up things and stockpile things, that means you have more than what you need. Why don't you pass out some of those things? You only can wear one pair of shoes at a time. Why don't you give a couple of those coats away? Now let's talk about it. Women, I'm talking to you today. Men, you can take a break because I want you to come in this room and talk about it. If you're out there, men, and you know a material woman and she's getting on your last nerve and you're about to set her straight, call in. I want you to talk about it here in the Care of the Read Room at 646-478-0270. That's why I'm hitting on you women and myself too today. Are you material? And can you define what material is? Let's try to define it. Let's try to define it for our audience so they'll know. When do you know you're material? You know you're material when you can't go to church because you didn't get a new dress over the weekend and you have nothing all brand new to wear. You know you're material when every time you get your nails done, you got to float them around in the office to let everybody know that you've got a new set of nails. Now, you know you're material when you go down to that beauty shop and you buy the most expensive Remy hair that you can find in the place, which is over $200, and you buy four, five, six bags of that stuff, and you ain't paid your light bill, and your children's book rental fee is due, and so is your utility bill, but you said, put that on hold. I'm going to buy this hair today. And you buy that hair not thinking of the basic essential things you need. You know you're material then. When else would you know you're material? You know you material when you get in a car with a man to go out on a date who told you up front, girl, I don't have a job. I am in between jobs. I am seeking employment, but I do receive my unemployment. You know you're a material girl when you know that man is on unemployment and you asked him to take you to the most expensive restaurant and you refuse to go Dutch and you tell him, he's got to pay the tab and pay the tip as well. And you sitting back, watch that man piece that money together when you just got your check and you sitting over there. You know you're a material girl. You know you're a material girl when you're dating two men and you are telling one that you are single and the other one that you're single too. And you walk out and that man see you together with somebody else and you shot the man as if you don't know him. You know your material. Now, I want to bring it to you because we got to stop it. Because we've gotten so material, we forgot that we're black. What makes us different is being black, you have a code of ethics, and you have a responsibility to act better. Because we weren't always gifted with all of these trinkets and whatchamajiggets, and we didn't always have two and three of this and that. We once knew how to take off a dress in the morning so sister girl could wear it in the afternoon, or to exchange a coat so brother man could wear that coat throughout the week. And on Saturdays, we shipped that coat over to the next door neighbor so her son could wear it on the weekend. We weren't always material. We once knew what real things meant. Real things meant that flesh and blood was bonding with you, that you had a friend indeed that was on by your side, and you could always put your arm around that person and know they were there. Or if that child wanted to sit in grandma's lap, she could crawl up in grandma's lap and sit there all afternoon and fall asleep if she wanted to, because she was bonding to flesh and blood, and grandmother knew that that was a sedative to heal that child's problem and what ails that problem. You know that you are understanding communal when you go into church. And if you don't have a new dress on, you hold your shoulders back just like you know who you are. You walk through the church like you, an Egyptian priest or priestess, and you carry yourself like you somebody. You don't need somebody to tell you like you are somebody. You know that already. Now, we are going through some situations here where we cannot seem to get it together. The media keeps preying on us black folks. Oh, let me create this commercial for the black folks because I know they got a $1 billion purchasing power. And if I put it on the television screen, they're not looking anywhere else, and I'm sure not going to hide it in the book. So we put it on the media, and they'll run on down to the store and buy that whatchamajiggin. And I know that we're going to get them to shop with us. They guarantee you that your business belongs to them because they project it every year and they know exactly what you're going to spend and how much money you're going to give them out of their pocketbook, your pocketbook. You've got to be more in control of your filthy lucre. Don't just hand it out because, oh, these are some new shoes and they say they're on sale. Girl, don't you know a sale is always going on? If it does not fit in your budget and you can't project it for an extra amount of money that you set aside, then you cannot afford it. What is wrong with African Americans when they cannot tell themselves, girl, you can't afford that. You know you can't afford that this time. Save your money. You might find it on sale. But I got to have it. We got to have it blues. We get in a place and start acting like a big child. Oh, girl, I got to have it. And especially if Mary Sue got it, you know I got to have it. Because I got to show her that I'm blowing up and I'm prospering and I have abundance. Now, churches, let me say something. You've been going too far with that word abundance. Every time you tell one of the ministers or the deacons in the church that we have abundance and we live to strive for abundance, then you got brothers and sisters going out getting things that they don't need, trying to demonstrate abundance. Abundance don't work like that. Trust me, abundance means you got enough to pay for everybody's meal. You got enough to pay for somebody else in excess. Abundance don't mean that you're putting it all in your pocket or using it where you don't need it. Stockpiling comes from another race of people. There was once a nomad people who traveled, and all they did was gather and travel. But they stockpiled all of the goods after war. And they took and stole things and stockpiled them just to have stuff and things. But the Africans, if you left something with them for years and years, when you came back to that continent, it would still be there. When they drew a picture or painted a picture, they never autographed it or put their name on it because they did not care about possession. That is a trait of the Africans. Possession is not a concept for them. It used to be. It may have changed now. But we've got to get back to our old African ways, and we've got to stop with this purchasing power and purchasing money and circulating it into other households and making other folks rich. Now, you oftentimes say, why do I have to patronize the black folks first? Because you first do unto yourself. And then if you have anything left, you can carry that to the other side of the tracks. But in the meantime, we don't own any banks. We don't own a large portion of the corporations. And we don't even own these beauty supply houses that we're purchasing all of these billions and billions of dollars of hair pieces and weaves and hair products. But we ought to. We ought to understand that there's a training class that comes online that will train you how to be a business owner of a beauty supply house so you could take that billion-dollar purchasing power and circulate some of the money into your community. Now, we've got to get better. Are you a material girl living in a material world? And if you are, why can't you change? Oh, is things getting worse and worse? Because, see, now you have less money to work with. But you don't want to go over to that secondhand store or that resale store and buy something there because somebody might see you, because you may have to do some explaining, telling them why you're shopping over there. Because, see, you might find that outfit cheaper over there, but you don't want anybody to know that you bought that outfit that was not on sale. You don't want anybody to know that you bought children things from a secondhand store. Well, I got news for you. Because, see, the riches of the wicked are stored up for the just. So why not wear something that's secondhand? Those are the riches of the wicked that's been stored up for you to get your discount on. We've got to do a better job of applauding ourselves. We're so busy slapping ourselves on the back and applauding ourselves and esteeming ourselves, we've got to humble ourselves. We've got to humble ourselves to a point where we don't think so highly of ourselves than what we ought to. Yes, we went through slavery. Yes, we were treated like second-class citizens. Yes, we were beaten and mistreated for the work that we gave. Yes, sometimes we feel down and out and our depression comes up on us and we need something to lift us out. But it should not be a whatchamajigger or a thing or two when we don't have the money to purchase it. And things don't always make you feel better. You've got to do something more than just give yourself things. You've got to work on the real root of the problem. The real root of the problem is that you feel so bad because we've done without for so long. So long have we desired that little dress in the window. And we've window shopped so long, we said, whenever I get a job, I'm going to buy me all those things. Why do you need all those things? We need a change of mind. That's what we need. We need a change of mind to know that we're royalty, and we've always been royalty, and riches don't make us rich. We need a change of mind, because a material girl living in a material world needs to be changed. And I'm speaking right now that we're going to look at ourselves and say, we need a change of mind. Because of abundance have ran as rapid, it's ran rapid throughout the black community. Have more of this, have more of that, get you some bling blings. Now buy this gold to put in your mouth, and girl, you really looking like something now. What is up with black women putting gold in their mouth, and then when they open their mouth, they got bling bling, those takeout bling bling, and some of them are putting permanent ones in. You've gone to the extreme. And then you want to go pierce your body and put all this excess on your body to make it look like you're doing something with yourself. Well, I say less is better. I say less is better. And just try loving yourself. When you try loving yourself, you don't have to worry about anybody else loving you, long as you love yourself. Now, we've got to stop it. We've got to stop it. Because we are acting out. This is not how Africans act. And when you see yourself out there in these movies that they're putting on these realistic shows of lifestyle of the rich and famous, you've got to know that those people are damaged. They're damaged goods because now they're bought by a society and they're in somebody's back pocket and they've got to act out in that manner in order to get paid. But you know better. You still living in the hood. You know how things really ought to be. You know the real deal. So quit functioning like them and doing the same things they're doing. Why don't you have mercy upon them and say, Lord, have mercy upon those people because they are acting out a norm. It's very important that you understand your culture and understand the rich things that we had in our culture. We laid the foundation for every culture. Every culture spins off of the African culture. We have a rich, rich culture, not just a heritage, but a culture, meaning that we can trace our ancestors and we can trace our mother back in high places, and her DNA is where the African bones were found. And we can look at that as royalty. That's something to put your shoulders back about. Why don't you dust your shoulders off? Go ahead on, dust your shoulders off. Now put your shoulders back. Now, you have to understand it's more things that will give you the unction to get up in the morning if you only knew who you are. Try remembering. And if you can't remember, pick up a book and read from some of the black authors about your greatness and who your ancestors really were. Then you'll be happy to know that you don't need all those material things to define who you are. Go ahead and define yourself for yourself. Look up your tribe. Try to find out which tribe you were from. Get a DNA test to know which lineage you go back to. Learn about the fabrics that come from Africa, and learn truly about who you were. I didn't say you had to go back to Africa. I didn't say you had to pack up and move there. I said learn something about who you are, because right here in the South, you'll find that your African mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters left something back here for you, too, that's hidden. Yes, in the South, it's hidden. But we've got to come out of these material things, because guess what? When we base our life on material things, we get in trouble. We go out and take out credit that we can't afford. We buy with credit card money that we don't have, and we get ourselves in a lot of trouble trying to please our senses, thinking it'll make us feel better. Girl, I bought that dress because I thought it would make me feel better. I bought that big old purse for $200 because I knew that that man wanted to see me in an elegant outfit, and I thought I would feel better. We are looking to feel better. There's more ways to make yourself feel better than making purchases that you cannot come up with the money. It's very important that we do not continue to live our lives like a material girl out here in this material world. It's important that we understand that we are not from this place. We are aliens just passing by, meaning that if you're aliens, you're not attached to the materialistic things that are here. You must realize that you are aliens, that you're not from here, that you came from a different plane. You have to know yourself. And the first preservation is to know thyself. Spend some time getting to know who you are and what the real needs of an African-American are and what things you just cannot do without. The main thing you have to understand, the basic essentials for life and the things you can't do without, is a love for self and the ability to give love and extend love. Try using those gifts and find out how good you'll feel about yourself. Or try giving a gift to someone else while other people look upon you giving that gift. The serotonin levels will go up in your brain and you'll feel good about yourself. I know you will. And it's possible to even make others feel good about themselves once you teach them about their heritage and about who we were, who we once were, and who we still are. If you look at the fact that we can never die, our cosmic records show that the frequency and the vibration in us will never die. So you can tap into your ancient wisdom, and you can tap into your ancestors who have not gone anywhere. We still have a richness and a greatness here. You don't have to be a material thing to live in this world. You can live in the world, but you don't have to be of the world. Try doing that for a while. And I'm glad I had a chance to come back and talk with you, because this subject I didn't want to get off the record. I wanted to bring it back to you, and I thank you so very much for being a part of our show. I'd like to thank you people that are out in the chat room. Thank you so very much for coming out and listening to us in the chat room. We ask that you do continue to join us, and we'll meet you again on Monday. Thank you so very much for joining us and being a part of this segment of the show, because we have much more for you. And we're not just talking about material things. We're talking about getting the people.
Well, Mother is a message. Got to get the message. The message to our brothers and
sisters. Try to get a message to someone. Tell them to listen to the Daily Week Show. Thank you. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. And our show tomorrow will be on at 5:30.
Take the